The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, you're about to hear our brand new podcast, My Crazy Family. And if you like it, I need your help. To let other folks know that this show exists, we need reviews on Apple Podcasts. So if you got about 10, 15 free seconds, please head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a quick review, and I'll make it worth your while. Send me a screenshot of that review, and I'll enter you into a contest to win a $500 Amazon gift card. So leave the review on Apple Podcasts, send me the screenshot to contest@crazyfampod.com. That's contest@crazyfampod.com. And later in the year, we'll randomly pick someone for that $500 Amazon gift card. So please leave that review at Apple Podcasts, then send me the screenshot. contest@crazyfampod.com. And thanks. You know, it's always fun when you introduce someone to the internet that really just shouldn't be on the internet.
Sometimes it's really kind of scary what you see them doing on the internet.
We got a story on today's episode of a dad that gets online and ends up meeting a lovely woman in China. Chaos and sabotage ensue.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
My. Crazy.
Family.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of the show, and leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. And by all means, share your crazy family story with us. Go to our website, crazyfampod.com. You can write in right there. The phone number is there as well. It's 1-833-CRAYFAM, 1-833-272-9326. Call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anonymously. Share your crazy family story with us. We would absolutely love to hear it. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. And one thing that a friend of mine asked, like, so this whole crazy family thing, what makes you feel like you're qualified to have a podcast about that? And I cocked my head and I went, really? Are you new here? I come from a line of crazy family stories. One day I will tell some of the stories, and they're outrageous. And I think, Tony, you've got some yourself.
Yeah,
don't you?
I mean, I feel like, I mean, anyone who's lived life a little bit is qualified to do this podcast, because you even if it's not your own family, you encounter people, you encounter families, and, you know, just through circles of friends, or more so working in media my whole life, you encounter a lot of interesting people that you go, oh my God, thank God they're not my family. But you do wonder what the stories are like from within those walls. And this show kind of brings that out.
It really does. And we certainly don't sit here and criticize. I mean, we don't, let's put it this way. We don't criticize the people who write in.
Mm-mm.
The story, the family, it's like, wow, good on you for getting, you know, some perspective on your family and realizing that things aren't right, because there is power in being able to sit around, kind of going back to caveman days where they probably sat around and compared stories, you know?
If you could read the hieroglyphics, there's all sort of like, oh my God, look at this crazy family story. And then they did what with that bison? Oh my
exactly.
Gosh. What is that stick figure doing with that bison? Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, we get a little bit of that. So yeah. Diving into our first story. I hope you're ready for this. Mm-hmm. All right. It says, my dad was always a violent, angry man, not much of a drinker or anything like that. Although for the longest time, he would leave his bongs around the house. So then when he started getting disability from the government for his arthritis and injuries, he began spending all his free time on the internet.
Ooh.
On his computer, he met a Chinese Asian woman behind my mother's back, and he would send all sorts of media and files to her.
Oh, God.
Like, eventually, what? It got serious to the point that she would send nudes to him and random knickknacks to us kids and the family through the mail. What?
Who doesn't like some random Chinese knickknacks being sent to you by your dad's secret lover?
Oh, my God.
That's screaming, I'm going to be your stepmom someday. I hope you like me.
Yeah, it really is. I am trying to buy your love early on.
Enjoy the tchotchke.
Good God. Then it goes on. Then she decided to visit Canada, which has a border only a couple states up north from us. And my dad took a road trip to see her while she had her visa. About 6 months later, my dad took his turn and visited Hong Kong for about a month to see her. God knows what happened down there. But a couple weeks in, my mom gets fed up and makes the long distance phone call to him while he's with this chick and tells him she wants a divorce. She filed a restraining order preventing him from coming into our house. This got him pissed and he pretty much lost it. When he came back to the States, he would routinely take things from the house when he thought no one was there, and he would spout crazy nonsense about my mom's side of the family. Not only did we soon find out that he was checking up on our house's calendar to see what we were up to, but he was also messing shit up, like putting fiberglass in my brother's gas tank and sugar in my mom's. Turns out fiberglass does work, for your information. And no, we're not advocating for that.
What does it do?
Have you ever put anything in anybody's gas tank?
No, I know you can't do sugar, but what the hell does fiberglass do? Just kills it?
I don't know. Does it melt?
I don't know. I've heard of sugar. Go ahead. I'm going to look that up while you continue.
Sounds good. Well, the story goes on that he also quit cigarettes and lost a ton of weight while he was remodeling the new house he bought a couple towns over. And this is where the story takes an even darker turn.
Mm-hmm.
One day while he was sleeping at my grandmother's house, he laid down for a nap. It was the day before Thanksgiving. His heart exploded, pooling all of the blood on one side of his body. Well, I'm a former EMT. I can tell you he was dead. It doesn't work out well.
Uh-huh.
And that's the end of the story. That's it.
Wow. So it just kind of ends. he's dead.
Yeah. Just like he did.
Gosh, I'm still trying to see what I'm finding, like fiber tank or fiberglass gas tanks. What happens?
Great. Now the feds are going to roll up on you.
That's in a gas tank. The test was made using the company's most resistant appliance.
What are you just going to go pull that out from the attic walls and just shove that into somebody's gas tank? What a weird thing to decide to do.
I don't even know what this does. Probably nothing good. If he's like stuffing it in there, like he's doing sugar. So I don't know exactly, but, wow. I guess the question with that whole story is just why? If you're going to be unhappy in your marriage, you're going to go have an affair with a woman in China, nonetheless, couldn't pick it any easier way of having an affair than someone across the world. And you're obviously going there and it's pretty obvious what's going on. Why don't you just get divorced? Why don't you just say, because you're just creating more insanity. You're not going to be happy with that situation and your family kicking you out, and they have every right to at that point. Why not just get divorced? Wouldn't that make it all so much easier?
It really would. And, you know, it also makes me wonder, was he being catfished? What ended up happening with this woman? He obviously went to Hong Kong and met somebody. So there was somebody truly there, I would think.
Yeah.
Just so, didn't really say what happened.
So he gets over there and he dies. Is that how, because I was
trying sounds to... like he came back to the United States, messed around with some gas tanks for a bit.
Okay.
Would show up at his former house, take a look at their family calendar, you know, see what they're up to. And then one day before Thanksgiving, he dies. That's it.
I wonder if it was a catfishing thing. He was so angry that, you know, he fucked up his life for nothing and then wanted to get back in by being insanely controlling, which is what a lot of dumb guys do. In ways of thinking that, oh, this will show them that I care. I'm going to be real fucking creepy. It's like somehow that's like the natural progression in a lot of men's minds. Like, go to creepy. that'll end well. That'll make everybody
happy.
Yeah,
that works really well on every woman you meet. Just be an asshole and creepy. Yep,
I've had to like...
We love that.
It's so weird. As an adult, you know, I have male friends and sometimes they'll be telling me their situations of what's going on with their, you know, girlfriends, wives, things like that. And sometimes I'll hear like they go into creepy mode. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what do you mean? Like, yo, no. Like, that's not like, you know, just don't. And they,
Tony,
they don't
realize. Is the best thing you could do as not only a friend, but a male friend is to like put the two hands up, like, stop.
Yeah.
You've crossed a line. You are now in creepy zone. You need to come back this way a little bit.
People just get going on their directions of what they think is right. And I don't think they realize contextually how it appears to everyone. Because a lot of these are good people. They're not really creepy people. They never really have been. But sometimes when a guy is on a weird space or mind space, they have blinders up to see how their actions like affect or how their actions are perceived by others. And it's no way an excuse, but that's the only way I can look at this sometimes when I hear some things like, dude, no, like that's not going to go over well. That's not going to come across in any sort of way that you think it's going to. You're not going to be sitting down for a picnic dinner later and staring into each other's eyes going, I'm so glad you did that. That really made me want to come back. It's like,
well, do you think it's hormones? Do you think, you know, the little guy gets involved and we're just, you know, the blood flow is not at the brain anymore. And that's where things go awry.
Yeah. I think if someone who is, you know, a little bit unbalanced emotionally, you get a lot of that where it ends up just being a rush of thoughts and how they're going to handle it. And it's very reactionary. And a lot of people don't take the moment to sit down, reevaluate, think it through. They just react. And then you get creepy when you just react.
Yeah. I think we're used to creepy from like teenage boys and and things like that. But in adulthood, you kind of hope that you've figured things out. And creepy is not an okay thing to be described as when you're an adult.
You know, you'd think that people would. But I it's kind of funny because I always thought, oh, when we get older, you know, there'll be less creepy people. There's more creepy people. I think more people like descend into creepiness as they get older than actually come out of creepiness.
Oh, I agree. And I think you end up, you know, working in an office with some of these creepy people too. And like, you have to see them every single day now.
Mm-hmm. That's the joy now though of remote work that everybody does these days. Is that the good thing that's going to have come out of COVID is that people can work from home without a whole lot of, you know, let's apply for this through HR and give us a reason. Now it's like, I like my dog. That's all you need to say. You can work from home.
Hey, that works for me. I think it's a great idea to not have to work around some of these people, but I can also see it backfiring too, that now people who were getting some socialization,
gone.
You know, just like dogs,
yeah.
Now they're not. And yeah. We've seen what's happened to dogs through the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
you know, that have never been socialized. Well, now we're going to have a bunch of people like that too.
Oh, I think we're already seeing it, especially on True Crime Today, the other podcast. I think we're seeing total results of the social impact of all of this in isolation. People went fucking insane, essentially.
Yeah,
and
I completely agree.
The lack of socialization, the lack of empathy, the lack, because everybody's just been, you know, stuck in their worlds. But
stuck in their world, wearing their sweatpants. Yeah. You know, some of us, I had a pair of pants that I wore out during the pandemic, like the butt
yeah.
kind of wore through, because I was wearing them every day during the pandemic, because why dress in anything different?
Exactly.
I was either in my scrubs when I was at the vet clinic, or I was wearing those sweats, and that's it.
It was your
I didn't need to wear anything else.
Your pandemic uniform. And it's just crazy. It's just, yeah, we all did these things, and now it's everybody go play together again, but nobody knows how to.
We got another pandemic on the way. Don't worry about it. We'll be able to pull the sweats out more time.
I can't wait. It's just going to be so exciting. The sequels are always better, aren't they? You know,
yeah. Usually it depends on which series you're talking about, but yeah, this could be spectacular.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit here with my dog.
Just hunker down, man.
Exactly.
Just hunker down.
Yeah. What do we got for our next one?
All right. So this one's a little tough. I have to admit, it was hard for me to keep track of some things. So I don't know if you're going to do any better than I did. I don't know how many kids there are. I don't know how many husbands or wives there are. So I'm just going to read the story and we'll let it flow.
I'm going to get a calculator out and try to figure it as you go.
Okay. So mom and dad divorced because mom and I walked in on dad having sex with a coworker in our house at a party. Dad is on marriage number 3. She is an ex-nun. That's how this starts out.
Lovely.
Dad is the middle of 7 boys. His parents were hardcore Christians. Grandfather was Billy Graham's mentor. Graham named a son after my grandfather. It gets better.
Okay.
Paternal grandmother was crazy OCD, made my dad take 4 showers a day and wash his sheets every morning. And my dad is pretty fucked up from that. She also told my sister and I that we were spawns of Satan because we were from dad's second marriage. More on that one later. Maternal grandmother was a congressman who dropped out after a year because my grandmother was a fall down drunk. I am the oldest of 5 kids. Oldest sister, 18 years older, gave up a baby for adoption a week before I was born. So she can barely even look at me and pretty much hates me. Second older sister is a lesbian Episcopalian priest who was fired from her job for cheating on her wife with a church member.
Okay.
They have 2 kids, 1 sperm donor, 1 adopted. They are now separated. Only brother is somewhat normal, although divorced. Closest sister and the only whole sibling is bipolar, which makes for all sorts of family drama. How are we doing? You keeping track?
I've already lost track, but there's a lot of people here.
Okay. Well, there's more. My dad was still married when he married my mom. So was, for a brief time, a polygamist. He had 3 kids with Martha, then was transferred to a different state for his job. Martha stayed behind with the kids. He lived part-time in both places and met my mom in his new town. They were married 6 months later. He never told her. Then Martha got brain cancer and had weeks to live. She dies, and he is forced to tell my mother about his kids, but still doesn't tell her he was still married. He doesn't even go to his first wife's funeral, instead just mails plane tickets for the kids to come live with him. My mother forgives him, and then they have 2 more kids. Only after my mom goes to divorce him does she find out that he was never divorced from his first wife. Okay, so here we go. My mom is a drunk too and was promiscuous when she was younger. She even got knocked up by her high school's football coach. as well as a brief affair with the one and only Richard Dawson from Family Feud.
Well, that's quite an allegation.
Yeah, but it's believable. Do you ever watch that show?
A long time. Yes. Yes, it is believable.
Oh, my God. He was like French and every female.
Yeah.
My God, I could totally believe it, that there'd be some sort of, torrid affair behind that curtain.
What's the dressing room like at the Family Feud back in the day?
Do not bring a black light in there.
Oh, my God.
The story ends, I'm actually pretty well adjusted considering, by the way, I'm a 31-year-old wife and mother of a 2-year-old with a home, a mortgage, only one spouse, and no drinking problem. Not too shabby in my family. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's a lot. And this is just like, okay, see, adults, this you create all these people in all this chaos that you're making. This is what happens. Everyone ends up living a chaotic life because it's all they know.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to hear more about like how far, I mean, this has to like go back generationally, piece to piece to piece, even beyond what this story is for this level of chaos.
Well, you've got religion woven through this story. You have alcoholism woven through here.
Yeah.
You've got epic amounts of cheating and lies and two separate families in two separate cities. Just, oh my God.
Yeah.
November and December must just be traumatic for this family. When everybody gets together for the holidays, it's, everybody looking at each other like, what are you doing here?
Why does anybody get together? I guess is the question.
That would be an even better. Yeah.
At some point,
people
just like,
have a lot of guilt around the holidays.
Like, what's the point? Why get together? This is like just utter chaos.
God.
Yeah. With that much, wow, what a story. But at the same point, I think I would have already run away and be like, I can't keep track of this anymore. And I don't want that for my life or for my kids to see and go, oh yeah, this is normal. Because no matter what you say, what you do and say, this isn't normal. Like, it's normal for them because that's what they're brought up around. And there's a level of when you get older, well, my family wasn't so bad or this or that. And like, well, actually, maybe someone should have pointed out that it was.
Tell me more about this washing the sheets every single morning. I mean, that's a lot of work.
That would be a lot of work. And that amount of neuroticness of washing the sheets. Again, where does this come from? She said she was super religious and such, but I don't believe that's ever like connected to that. That just seems like an internal neuroticism that the mother had.
Yeah, that's, and she mentioned that, grandma was OCD and made my dad take 4 showers a day. There's some stuff there.
Yeah, that would lead to a lot of issues.
Yeah, it would. And I still, the Richard Dawson part just blows my mind. I suppose anybody could claim that, but.
That show has like had a history of somewhat cursed hosts where things just don't end well. Or reputationally, they don't tend to go well. I know, was it Steve Harvey on it right now? Like so far?
Yeah, I think he's the one doing it. Yeah, Richard Dawson, known for kissing each of the female contestants, it says here on Wikipedia.
Because didn't even Richard Dawson come back after what's-his-name killed himself?
Because
there was the guy who hosted it in the 90s. I forgot what his name, and he suffered from depression.
Family Feud suicide curse, Ray Combs.
Yeah, Ray Combs. But I thought like when they stopped production for a moment, I believe, and then it came back. But I think Richard Dawson came back and hosted it again, didn't he?
That I don't remember. I'd have to look that one up.
Like in the late 90s, early 2000s, I thought like they brought him back for just a short period. And then
wouldn't surprise me.
Family Feud.
I remember watching that show. We would watch it like at dinner time. It was a big deal, but it was... Yeah, Richard Dawson. I mean, that was his own dating show, basically.
Yeah. Directed, looking for the hosts who hosted it from when to when. 99 to present. Louis Anderson hosted it for a while. I forgot about that.
Oh, I remember that. Well, and he died too. Jeez.
Yeah. I'm not seeing if Richard Dawson came back or not. I could just be missing it. But yeah, no, that's an interesting story there. I think there's like an E! True Hollywood story on Family Feud that I read a long time ago that was kind of compelling. What do we got for our next one?
Oh yeah, I was looking up Richard Dawson. Let me get back to my story. Okay, the next one is, my father is histrionic, so I have a lot of stories. And for those of you who may not know what histrionics are, it's an exaggerated dramatic behavior designed to attract attention to yourself. It goes on to say, when I was younger, he was jealous of my grandmother, my mom's mom, and didn't like my mom talking to her when she called. Soon my mom figured something was funny with the phone line because nobody could reach us at certain hours of the day. I was a smart kid. I did a bit of snooping around the house, followed the phone lines looking for a break, and found my dad had a box rigged in the basement where he'd switched the phone between the two lines. Since we could still call out, it took us a while to figure out what he had done. I think he had the bills mailed to the post office that he tried to keep a secret. I think after my mom confronted him and he stopped switching the lines, but he kept the second line hooked up to a phone in the garage, and I think he called 900 numbers from out there. Now, 900 numbers, that's probably from a while ago.
Yeah.
Cake Very cakes. Expensive.
Yeah. Yep.
And weren't they, I mean, they're basically like sex lines, right?
There was psychic lines, there was sex lines, there was party lines, there was all sorts of things where you could interact depending on what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up real quick here. They do still exist. They're called pay-per-call services because you're charged for the call itself and information or service provided. They're very expensive.
Yeah, it would be like $3.99 a minute or $4.99 a minute. I mean, this is pre-internet porn and all that too. So people would be like calling these people and these operators would, you know, talk dirty to them. And then that would, you know, that would be the thing.
Yeah. And then the bill shows up and surprises the living crap out of everybody.
Yeah. That's something you really couldn't hide if you were about, you know, if you were into that, and it's, yeah, unless you're the only one that's looking at the bill.
Well, yeah. You know, if you're a single person and nobody else is in the house and you get the bill, that's fine. But yeah, you'd have to hide that shit. You'd have to have it. And the thing is it was tied to the address of where the phone was. So you couldn't just have it, you know, billed somewhere else. It actually came to the address
on your
where
phone
the phone
bill.
Was.
It came on your phone bill. It was on your bill. Like you're paying it through your phone bill. So it wasn't
you couldn't hide from that.
No. So it's on the bill and it says usually what it is. And sometimes wouldn't they do things where it would be like, it'll like give it a different name on the bill. So it's not as obvious as to what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, it was like, you know, something being mailed in a plain brown box, not indicating what it really was.
And everybody knows exactly. Although with Amazon, everything's in a plain brown box. But yeah, it's that was the world of 900 numbers. I remember I used to prank phone call 800 numbers because there was a lot of times in the late 90s where they realized nobody's calling 900 numbers because they're too expensive. But if you call an 800 number and then they just get your credit card information there, but you can usually, there was a thing where you could talk to them for like a minute or something. And I would try calling the psychic ones. And I remember fucking with those people. It was my pastime. Again, pre-internet, what are you going to do? Let's call the psychic line for a few minutes. And I remember even one time, I was working in radio. So I was like 14 or 15. And I remember getting something where somebody wanted to promote their psychic line and they gave us X amount of minutes. And I just used him for myself in the production room. I just rolled tape on it and said crazy shit and then ended up using it as bits.
Oh my God. How did it work?
There, you know what? There was one that I was 14 and stupid. And I think I remember them giving me like love life advice. They're like, oh, the girl that you're dating right now. And they gave me like such generic things. But when you're 14, you'll believe almost anything. And there was enough where I was like, oh, wow, this really must be something. It was just in my fucking head. But it was, I did that, but I also remember just like saying really strange things to them. Like I remember insinuating that the love of my life had gone, but I would not say what the love of my life was or who it was.
Oh, no.
And I just slowly kept inching it in to, I just miss petting them at night. And, you know, and it goes and goes and goes until eventually they realize that it's like a goat or something that is your lover that you're missing because it went off to be slaughtered. And you think you made the wrong choice. And are they watching over you? Or they, and you just kept going. And are they going to come back? And sometimes they get really freaked out and hang up on you. Or sometimes they would still play along and be like, no, I really feel like they're there. They're there watching. And they're there. It's okay. You know, it was just say the craziest shit to people and see what happens.
I'm surprised that they would hang up on you because they are making a shit ton of money off of something like that.
Yeah, you know, they would be, but I think sometimes they just realize, you know, there's nowhere they can take this call unless they wanted to just play along. I think I'm going to guess you got some people in that world that take it seriously and they really believe they are psychic, which maybe some are. And the rest are viewing it as a part-time job and they just, you know, they're going along with the flow of things.
Just a way to pay the bills.
Yeah, they'll stick around. But if you really are like into your craft and you think that you're doing this, I could see where you're like, no, you're wasting my time. You're insulting my abilities and that sort of thing.
That's just epic.
It's great fun, though. I love doing that.
I could totally see you doing that. Absolutely could. Absolutely.
The other one that was fun to prank call in the 90s was Nintendo of America. They had their phone number was like on the back of every game. If you have troubles or something, call this number. And I remember calling that one. That was, I memorized the number. I still have it in my head. I can tell you to this day. I couldn't tell you my daughter's phone number or even anyone else's phone number at all today, but I can tell you Nintendo's phone number because I used to prank it so much from payphones.
Okay. I have the number up on my screen. What was it?
255-800-255-3700.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep. And I'm not advising anyone to prank call Nintendo, but I remember I would do things where, okay, because they're there to like give technical assistance, not game help. And I would be this bumbling fool talking about how I'm trying to get my Nintendo hooked up. I'm like, okay, well, I got the Atari controller here. Now, where does that joystick plug into? And like, well, that's the wrong controller. Okay, let's do this. Okay, I got... Well, is there supposed to be flames? Is that part of the show? Is that what this does? There's flames? Well, it sparked for a second, and I had a Kleenex over there that earlier I was watching some stuff. I was looking at some magazines, and I just set my Kleenex there. But I think it got a little singed. Is that normal? And then eventually I'd have sound effects that have, like, you know, the sound of fire, and then... you know, fire trucks coming and screaming and all, like, oh my God, they're coming to get the, I think they, sir, are you okay? Like, no, this damn Nintendo is on fire. And you just say the craziest shit. It was so much fun.
Oh my God. Seriously.
This is the shit you know, now people do this sort of stuff on YouTube. Like I was doing it in the 90s, but I couldn't broadcast it. I was just doing it for my own joy.
Well, and I can attest to it because when you and I worked together so many years ago, you were pulling shit like this all the freaking time.
Oh yeah. On the air. It was so much fun because it's entertaining. I mean, now you can't do it anymore because, well, nobody has employees at radio stations, but
right.
You know, there's no personality or anything like that. I've always thought about, I have done a little bit of that here on this show every now and then. Or on Real Ghost Stories, but it's been a while. We called some hardware store for something, but I forgot what it was. Probably involving goats and love. I don't remember. But every once in a while, you just got to kind of go do it.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, and I'm going to screw this up, but there is I think it's a fuel pump.
Okay.
That if you call a auto parts store, the guy's going to get really pissed at you for asking about it.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
God, my brain. I can't remember what it was. There's something. Is it for a Nissan or a Datsun? Let me look it up.
Okay. And you just call it like any auto parts store and
yes.
nobody wants to deal with this thing?
Yes.
Okay.
This is so important that I'm going to text a friend of mine and ask what it is right this second.
This is going to make you never want to buy whatever vehicle this is. I've never had it where they're like that angry about like, oh my God, no. But I suppose every industry has something like that.
Yeah, there's something. I think it looks like a penis.
Oh God.
And okay, I just sent the text.
Okay.
Pump penis. Now I'm penis pumps. Oh God, I've typed in the wrong thing.
Look at what you're going to be on. You're going to get some new Amazon listings there for you.
I will find this. Oh yes, got it.
Okay.
It is a Tacoma water pump gasket.
Yes.
And if you look it up, it looks like a penis.
Ask for a 1997 Toyota Tacoma water pump gasket. Tell them you were given the wrong one earlier and want to make sure they have the correct one. Ask them to describe it to you. You'll never get a bad answer. Enjoy.
This is totally a Tony prank. It totally is.
I wonder how often auto parts stores get pranked with this. And yeah, that totally looks like that. That's funny.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? A 97 Toyota. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that sometime when I'm bored.
Please record it.
I will.
Please record this.
That'll be fun to do. I will.
Or at least call me and I will take part with you.
I'll have to figure out an auto parts store in Canada to call. That's what I used to do. You could call Canada. So it was out of the U.S. But there you go. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of My Crazy Family. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and share your crazy family story with us. Give us a call toll free at 833-CRAY-FAM. That's 833-272-9326, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And share those stories with us. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for Stacey, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to My Crazy Family.
My. Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Crazy.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Family.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.